CNN News Selection Number 1, Young Leader in Lead Detection.
Over the next few weeks here at CNN, we're going to be introducing you to some of the world's top young scientists, entrepreneurs, inventors, and most of them are just students. We're calling them tomorrow's heroes. Today's hero is a student from Denver who invented a device inspired by a water crisis in the United States.
More than 2 billion people lack access to clean drinking water at home. It's a major health issue responsible for the death of millions of people every year. Tomorrow's hero, Gitanjali Rao, is working to help people detect the invisible enemy hiding in the water they drink.
My name is Gitanjali Rao. I'm 12 years old. I'm in 7th grade and I go to STEM school, Highlands Ridge. So I developed a device to detect lead in water faster than current techniques out there today. It uses nanotube-based sensors in order to give you instantaneous results on your smartphone of safe, slightly contaminated, or critical of the lead status in your water. I was originally introduced to the Flint water crisis through a STEM lab, and it was just appalling to see the number of people who were affected by lead in water.
Look right at me. Look right at me.
When her son Gavin started to become ill, it was subtle. So subtle, Leanne Waters wouldn't have been blamed for missing it.
The purpose of science is to make a difference. We can have lead-contaminated water, but then what are we going to do with it? In the name of science, we can use it to help prevent anybody else from drinking lead-contaminated water. I am very passionate about girls in STEM. Most people think that science is a boy subject, and other subjects can be girl subjects. If you like science, then go for it. I know that I love science. It's one of my favorite subjects in school, and I like innovating and inventing new technology, so that's what I was passionate about. It's not just about being who someone tells you to be. It's about what you're passionate about. I'm partnered with Denver Water, and I am working on performing my tests and doing research there. So at this point, I am working on redesigning the device structure, refining my sensors, adding various tables and charts for more accurate values. I want to see this in the market so that it's in everyone's hands in the next year.